The views and opinions expressed by the No Nonsense Show and its hosts do not necessarily reflect views consistent with political correctness or the Rarasana's podcast network. So to get the show started right, we want to wish any officers of the Sensitivity Police a heartfelt thank you.
Hey.
What's up, everybody?
Welcome to a special Corona Tuesday of the No Nonsense Show. You know what? Honestly, first, we got to be serious for just 1 second because I want to get this. I want to make sure we say this at the top of it. We had a Slack family member who lost a child this weekend, and that is some devastating shit. We would like to offer our condolences to the family. I know,
yes,
you know, thoughts and prayers. Everybody is in prayer, but some people thought they pray. We want to offer that to your family.
You prayed too.
We want to offer our condolences. Can you give me a second to do this? You know what? Would you rather do it? That way we won't have to do that separation.
Because it come from a Christian like God fearing man.
It was coming from one. Why y'all fronting, man? Listen, hold on.
We just want to offer our condolences.
But man, already, I wanted to screenshot the shit when he said, everybody, we need some prayers coming out. And I was like, see, listen, the Bible say every knee shall bow. You know, every head shall bow and every knee shall bend. And you know what I mean? Be honest, you know, when the end of times, Corona times come, everybody gonna know who's who.
Well, this
and,
is,
like you said.
Well, this ain't no end of time shit.
We all need to pray.
Devastating. This is a devastating news. And in the Slack room, the listeners who are in here watching now who are not part of the Slack room or who are listening, the Slack room is like family to us, man. So anytime something happens to one of us, it happens to all of us. And we got devastating news this morning that you know, one of our family members lost their child over the weekend. And there aren't really any words that I don't even know what to say other than we just, you know, we heartfelt condolences, man. You know, we love you, yes. And just stay uplifting.
I mean, That's it. And they know who they are, man. And that's the thing. Honestly, I was real proud of the Slack room today. And not for anything except for the fact that this person felt that was a place where they could come and get support in their time of need, in that type of situation.
Right.
Because to me, that's what was deep to me, because I'm like, fuck, we've created something that's, you know, that's unique that way, because a lot of places you can't go like that, but that's dope. Yeah, I thought that shit was dope. And I know that that hopefully their family is, you know, like you said, it's,
stay up.
No one ever plans on anything like that. And no one ever plans to lose a child. So that's probably part of the hardest thing that anybody could do. So, yeah.
But I just wanted to make sure we got a chance to at least, you know, say that and, you know, offer what we could. I know it's not enough. I know it's not much, but we just want to offer what we could.
You are listening to the No Nonsense Show. 10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.
So, a lot of other stuff going on. The Surgeon General says it's about to get bad this week. Has it been bad for any of y'all so far?
That's what he said.
President said it was going to end in a week.
Yeah, that's what he said. That's what I heard.
French Reggie, nigga, first of all, we still haven't really gotten on you about the fact that you just stopped saying you was going back to China. Like, I'm talking about a few days ago. A week ago, you was like, yeah, I'm still going back, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's what's up in the air. You know what I'm saying? I still got cargo. I still got some. I got a toothbrush over there. You know, got to get my stuff.
I always said when the time is right, I'll go back. The time's not right yet, so I'm not going to go back. But when the time gets right, I go back.
Yeah, that's all right. So, have you any connections still over there? Like, I mean, because I don't believe a fucking word that China's talking about right now. So do you know any real shit?
I mean, I've been talking to people. They tell me that everything's coming back to normal.
Oh, they got their family hostage.
That's like some Trump news, man. Everything's coming back.
I don't know, but like, I was talking to a guy today. One of my coworkers. Because he had stayed. Instead of going somewhere for vacation, he decided to stay. He was telling me, like, actually, the kindergartens are starting up next week. And then he was saying, like, universities are starting next week. Things are starting back up running.
No,
especially
nigga.
In certain provinces, too.
Hey,
that's
look,
what he was telling me.
D. Reese from the show.
He said he goes out in the streets now.
No, D. Reese from the Shoot from the Hip show said they're selling your shit. They selling your shit right now. You have nothing left in China.
That's fine.
Listen, this is what I know, right? I don't know how the fuck Italy, two Wuhan motherfuckers turned Italy into worse than China. You know, yeah, like, I mean, like, two niggas came from Wuhan and fucked up all of northern Italy, and then now the whole country's fucked up, but China's better all of a sudden.
Am I wrong? They had an 800
motherfuckers.
No, no, time out, but China's been fucked up since January. They're just now getting better. So Italy just got hit. So it's just a different timeline for Italy. But China in that same critical condition in January and February.
Italy is a much smaller place than China. And they lost 800 people one day and 600 people the next day. What are you talking about? It's not the same.
Yeah, it's not the same, but like I'm saying China was losing a lot of people too in the beginning too. Like they was losing thousands of lives in the first few weeks too. That's what I'm saying. Like it's not like people wasn't dying over there. That's
what
I'm saying.
But it's good all of a sudden though. It's good again.
Think about it. I've been here since January 17th. This thing's been going on since early January. Technically November if you really count since the day it was first traced. So China's been affected from November, December, January, February, mid-March. So mid-March, they are just now starting to get right. Italy got affected late February to early March. So Italy's in the first 2 weeks of it. So the first 2 weeks when he was in China, motherfuckers was dying like that too. That's all I'm trying to say. I'm not saying that nobody was dying in China, but people are dying in Italy. It's about to get fucked up here too in the next 2 weeks.
Hey, do you love us?
Yes.
Like, okay, because, I mean, so if someone say something about
us. Why is he laughing when you ask him that? He's laughing.
Because the way he asked me, I'm laughing the way he asked me, do you love us?
You mean like this? Hey, do you love us?
Say it again one more time.
Because he loves China. Obviously, because you can't say he loved China like Jay Smoove loved Prime America. Like you can't say shit about China.
The only thing is, I'm just observing. And all I know is, in the beginning too, when it first started in China, just like 600-700 people was dying a day in Italy. A number a little bit higher than that was going on in China too. Following the same. Yeah, because they have more people. So thousands for them.
So it should be higher though. There, not a little bit higher though. It seems like right. It shouldn't. The fact that it's only a little bit higher, and now that they've actually been surpassed by Italy, that don't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to you. I mean, those numbers don't add up.
I mean, we have 200. How many cases we have right now? Over 200 cases. Mid 200 worldwide.
200?
I know 80,000 of those cases. 200,000.
It's
200
some thousand, nigga.
I didn't hear you, Jason. What did you
say? It's 300 some thousand.
Okay, 300 something thousand. So around 90,000, 80,000 to 90,000, that is all China. So that's what I'm saying. A lot of people. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, look, how do y'all
feel? I'm saying.
How do y'all feel about this? This is something that Kit posted earlier.
Okay, so let's talk about what's really going on. Now that the coronavirus is actually affecting my family by shutting schools down and shutting down schools across the nation, something just since the beginning hasn't seemed right with this coronavirus. And now looking at the recommendations on how to kill it, it's a weak ass virus. Like 80 degrees kills the virus. I'm like, I haven't really heard of a virus that weak. Just drinking hot water can kill it. Drinking water without ice. Vitamin C can kill it, no problem. Just being in the sun can kill it. Laundry detergent kills it. The second it hits your stomach acid kills it. I'm like, wow, that is like the weakest virus that I've ever seen. And really the symptoms, it can only live on your hands 5 to 10 minutes.
on metal, it lasts longer, but it doesn't cause a sneeze, and the survival rate is great among people who are healthy. Only 15% of people have more symptoms. Only 5% of the people will need medical attention. Only 2% death rate in people with compromised immune system. And then I remember my wife telling me, there's actually a patent on the coronavirus. And I'm like, nah. I'm like, that figures, because the drug companies, I wouldn't put it past them. But then I looked a little further, and there is a patent on it. It's patent US 200625785 2, a U.S. patent on the coronavirus. And it was applied for, and it's called severe acute respiratory syndrome, coronavirus. And that was applied for in 2006 by a company called Chiron. And now I'm not like into conspiracy stuff, but when it starts affecting my family, I want to know what the hell's going on. And so this company, Chiron, applied for it and was granted this patent on this virus, which was then bought by GlaxoSmithKline, one of the 10 largest pharmaceutical companies in the world, who happens to specialize in vaccines. And so a vaccine usually takes 2 to 2.5 years to get approved, because they have to do safety testing and stuff like that. So now I'm looking into, maybe there's a coronavirus vaccine. And sure as shit, there's a European patent on a coronavirus vaccine. European patent EP317231 9B1. That was applied for in 2014. And what do you know? It was just granted in November of 2019. What perfect timing. So now my mind's racing. Is like, what the hell is the whole plan here? And now that they're starting to shut schools down, I may just be hypothesizing here, but I'm feeling like they're going to shut down all the schools, and this is a big pharmaceutical play to, all of a sudden, they're going to say, here comes the savior with the vaccine, and they're going to swoop in. And then in order for your kids to be able to go back to school, they're going to have to get this coronavirus vaccine that they just all of a sudden came up with 6 years ago. So just some food for thought. Do your own research. I wouldn't fall into the hype. People with good immune systems, they got nothing to really worry about. So that doesn't mean to be stupid. Still take precautions, but I would look into it a little bit and spread the word.
How y'all feeling about that conspiracy? Conspiracy theory type stuff.
That's interesting. Very interesting.
Sound like a lot of words to me, because like I was saying with my gifts, nigga, sources. I need sources. Where are you getting all of this facts that you got written down or typed down on this piece of paper? Right. I mean, sure. I mean, you put it out there. We could all go now research it. But fuck, how do I feel about that? I mean, we all know fucking coronavirus is not new. The fucking shit's been on fucking Lysol. So, I mean. I don't know. What does that mean?
The problem is this one is, that's why they call it COVID or COVID-19, because this strain is a different strain than the strain they actually kind of know when it comes to coronavirus. That's the problem. That's why everybody's panicking.
Can you say that again?
The strain of the virus. This specific one is a little bit different compared to the ones that they usually know as the coronavirus. That's all I'm saying.
I still don't understand what you're saying.
Yeah, me either. Not at all.
All right. You see how this virus, right? The one that's affecting us right now, that one is a different strain. Like it's a little bit different than the one that's on the Lysol bottle that they're talking about. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
How's that pertinent?
So it's a different kind. It's a different kind of coronavirus. That's what I'm saying.
Okay. And I mean, how are you connecting that? I'm sorry. That's why I got lost in this.
I'm saying because it's a different kind of coronavirus, what he was saying, what that guy on the video was saying, like, we really don't know, because we don't know how strong that virus really is. Because like you said, a lot of people are dying in Italy. A lot of people died in China. It's a lot of people are getting it out here now. We don't know how people are dying, but so some people are dying from it. That's all I'm saying. So it's a different strand.
Jay Smooth, are you on the run, nigga?
So this is what I would say in that aspect of it for Dredgy. Okay. But my thing is this, right? So he's talking about these patents of coronavirus and this, that, and the other. Like you said, it's a different strain. So are we to believe that we're patenting this strain? Is that what they did? Or could it have been the other corona? I mean, that's right. What I'm saying. When you just start throwing all this information out there and it's like, oh, you know, this is that, this and that. Well, what are your sources? And don't give me half truths and then have me chasing some bullshit, right? And for it to be weak, I mean, okay, that until it kills somebody, you know, right? And then it ain't so weak, right? I mean, it's weak, you know, for the people that don't die, but to the people that die, that shit's stronger than the motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah.
So
especially if you're older. Like, my dad haven't touched outside in a... What's wrong with Jay Smoke?
This nigga's doing too much. He want two angles.
In about a week.
What a gafer. I swear this dude is so...
He's a narcissist. I swear,
this guy. He wanted two angles.
Jamie Mac. Be honest, what do you think about this guy's theory?
You know, I'm a skeptic by nature. I think that he raised some good questions, and that's what I like about
definitely.
I like that. That's what I like about most people that are willing to just ask, you know, even crazy questions. Ask a crazy question, and let's figure out if there's any validity to it. I don't know if I definitely just shoot it all down like Max said, and just say, nah, fuck it, you got to prove it to me. But I think that the idea is to get the conversation going. You know, because everybody's saying how awful and how dangerous and how this and that is, but we need to have questions on both sides. It can't just be the worst thing that the world has ever seen, because I'm pretty sure that I had it in November and maybe December and January also, and I didn't die. And I know you're saying, well, yeah, you're not old, but I get what you're saying. But still, the majority of the world is not old. And if you're going to be true to how you normally are, when 37 people die in a mass massacre or whatever, you're like, there's only 37 people. You know how many people are alive? And then you start doing that little percentage number. I mean, the percentages of people who've died from corona is almost nothing. So you got to stay true to something. Listen.
You're right, because I was watching the news today, right? And they were doing that, right? And they're talking about these numbers, right? And I'm looking at them and I'm going, something's fucking wrong, man, right? Because I'm looking at the numbers, right, of what they're telling me has happened in America as far as people that have been tested, the people that have, and I don't know, is it just because everybody's not being tested, you know, or what? But I'm like, okay, so we've had, I can't remember the number of people, but it was minuscule, right, as far as the number of people that have died. And then I just look at what's happening, right, to the world, right? And I'm going, well, fuck, dude, something's happening, right? Because fucking money's being lost. You know what I mean? Fucking markets are going down. Jobs are being lost. And is it all just because are we at a situation? And this is what I was thinking, too, where we've talked about it, where we put our trust in these systems and these corporations, these governments. If they just say, look, this is the way it is, we're changing the rules, things are going to be different. We have no really fucking recourse, right? This is the way things are going. Like, people are losing their jobs just because of what? Because they said you can't be around other people, and right, people are fucking scared. You've seen it. I mean, from the time we talked about last, when you were talking about when you were at the gun store, I can't find a fucking gun no more. There ain't no more guns. So we were talking about where's the money going. I know the gun industry is fucking making out.
Yeah.
You can't buy ammunition. You can't buy guns. You can't find that shit nowhere. So that's one boom. I don't know what else is booming, but I know that there's...
Well, there's a play. There's a play.
There's a fear.
There's a play here.
Heroes booming.
No, there's a big money play here. And it probably has more to do with the upheaval of what you're calling the system, Jamie Mac, period. Somebody's going to make a whole lot of money. This is a regime change, if you ask me. So whatever was in place prior to 2020, there's going to be a new regime in place when it all comes back. Because, I mean, I can't see a reason why. If we're talking about something that's, how many people you say have died so far worldwide, Friends Reggie?
worldwide died?
Yeah, what's the most current
number?
There's
only 3,000 of them that died worldwide.
So we have changed the way that we live. We've changed everything about our lives for 3,000 people. And I know that the idea is that it's going to get much worse and look what it's done to Italy. But let's just take like 30 steps back, right? If we took 30 steps back and we looked at if this was engineered in some way, they prepared for this to happen this way, right? And this is very tinfoil hat conspiracy theory. If we take that 30-foot view or the 30 steps back view, if it was engineered for Italy to be hit the hardest for some reason, then that's why it's going so bad there. If it was meant to start in China or whatever, that's why it happened there because most of our goods are from China, the supply chain thing. But I mean, it hasn't really hit the U.S. that badly. It hasn't. Go ahead.
I stand corrected. And that number is 16,510 deaths out of the number of cases of 378,000.
Right, but it's 16,000 out of 7 billion
world
people.
War.
Yeah, 7 billion people.
Worldwide.
So more people die from... More people die from other stuff like car crashes and heart disease. And like there are more aggressive things happening in the world, right? And we've never jumped to arms about any of those things. Maybe it gets a billboard. It might get a ad on the side of the bus stop. You know what I'm saying? But rarely ever do you see people jumping to arms and shutting down restaurants and stuff. I mean, I guess you can't get heart disease from coughing on somebody. But my point, though, is if this were engineered, it's perfectly done because a regime change could easily come at the end of all this. And chances are the people are talking about, yeah, you should have invested in toilet paper and you should have did. That's bullshit. You're not going to make any money that way. This is a bigger play than that. And the stock market has a lot to do with it, but you're not privy to the information that's going to get you really, really paid. As a matter of fact, I know French Reggie. The what now?
Those one senators that fucking sold off after that fucking COVID meeting, they were privy to that shit. Maybe. Fucking insider trading motherfuckers.
But I did want to talk because French Reggie brought up one of his topics was going to be about the financial advice or whatever. To be honest, I'm not a financial expert, so I don't even want to give any on this one because this is a real serious time right now. What I would say, though, is if you look at the stock market over 30 years, it's better than it is worse. I mean, it's done better than it's done bad. So if you have stocks right now, do not sell your stocks. Just ride the wave because chances are, based off of historical data, it will go back up and you're going to make your money back and then some. We were on like a crazy, crazy run in 2019. So I would suggest, and this is, again, not professional expert advice, if you just look at the historical data of the stock market, it will bounce back and you will get your money back. Don't be a dickhead and sell all your stock right now, especially since you lost so much. Because Kit and I have lost like almost $50,000 in stock right now through our 401k and our personal stock purchase stuff. So if you sell right now, you're basically going to just have to start over from scratch.
Yeah, might as well keep it.
But what does anybody think about that regime change thing I was saying? Anybody can offer anything.
Well, I called that shit a few weeks back that I felt like a global gentrification about to happen. You know what I mean? Like they were going to lower the price in neighborhoods. You know, you can call a neighborhood whatever, whether it be stocks, whatever. But prices are going to be dropping on a lot of shit. And the motherfuckers that are liquid and are able to capitalize on it are going to be better off for it. The people that didn't get a chance to get out are going to have to do like Bianca said and just ride that wave because there ain't no sense in getting out once you're fucked. You know what I mean? You might as well leave that motherfucker in there until you get done. You know what I mean? Get back on top if you do. But at least you have a chance. Otherwise, you're just guaranteed to be fucked.
So let me ask you a question, Mac. So, I mean, you know, I know you're around it every day. So those motherfuckers who do like the day traders or whatever, I know that they have systems. But for the most part, would you agree that people who are going to play the stock market, it's a long-term game and not like a short-term move around a lot game?
Right. But this is different, right? And these instances right here where the market has these dramatic downturns, people, they salivate for this shit, right? And if you can see it coming, the people that see it coming get out before it happens, right? And they get liquid. They sell their shit and now they have cash so that when the shit drops, their cash ain't dropping, right? The cash is not dropping. It's the stocks that are dropping. So if you're in cash. Now, when the stocks drop, like just for instance, I'll grab one stock that I'm interested in. That's Royal Caribbean. Right now, I got some of that and I got it underneath $20. It normally trades at over 150, right? But with the whole coronaviruses on cruises and shit like that, everything, it dropped. But I'm expecting once all this shit done, people are going to want to go back on vacation. And this shit's fucking average around $150 a share. I got it for less than 20, right? And so it's things like that. But I talk to people all the time, and they're realigning their 401ks with different strategies, right, that are more profitable in these types of situations or these downturns than not. But if you don't get liquid, that's what you have to do. You got to kind of try to focus your interest in areas that are actually making money. Because even though the stocks go down, there's still stocks that make money when the market goes down. You can still make money on a down market.
I was told by my financial advisor that the only time you should really pull your money out, like liquid, is if you're, you know, about to retire. Other than that, you should just ride because you're going to make money. The market has made money the past few years more than it's lost money. Is that not true?
Well, it is, but this is what I know. Like, because I remember 2008, I didn't have a 401k, right? And people were fucking miserable, right? I remember people saying, like, I only got a four, you know, my 401, and then people was just crying about watching it drop and they couldn't do anything about it. I didn't have one, so I felt okay. I talked to people that went through it, you know, now I talk to people that have went through it and I had older people and they said, you know, I just held on thinking it was going to come back. And some of it never came back. You know what I mean? So yeah. Where my hole was right here at my 401k, it came down here and I was waiting for it to bounce back to where it was because we're doing good as an economy. It never got back to where it was. Yeah. And
I can attest to that because my dad lost like close to $500,000 off that, you know,
So y'all are rich.
Yeah, it was bad.
So y'all are rich.
It was bad.
Richie rich.
Not anymore. We lost it.
and like you said, J-Mac, just I guess during this time, it's just best, you know what I'm saying, to just, like you say, ride the way. You want to accumulate more shares. That's the key. You know what I'm saying? So once it goes back up, then you good. Hey, nigga looking at me. Hey, it's all good. You know, I'm going to chime in on that shit. That's what you got to do. At the end of the day, be honest, that's what people just really got to understand. If you buy a share at $100 yesterday, and now that bitch dropped to $5, and you still spend $100, you get more shares. So once the shit go back up to $100, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that accumulates, time that share, you know what I'm saying? You good, shit.
Right. So that's
the key, though, but right.
Hold on, but okay, so because I had somebody explain to me this, like, let's say you bought $100 a share for Royal Caribbean, right, and it dropped down to $5. Yep. The idea is not to sell those $100 stocks you have; it's to buy more of the $5 because it's just like if something goes on sale, if eggs go on sale on Monday and you just bought 2 dozen eggs, you're like, damn, I got eggs for the next couple of weeks. But if eggs go down to 5 cents a dozen, the idea is let me just get more eggs so I don't got to pay more when it goes back up. It's a discount, so I'm gonna just buy more. And save for later.
And that's where it comes back to what my initial point was. You got to be liquid because otherwise you're just sitting on those 12 cents, you know, those original eggs that you got, you know what I mean? And you don't have the ability because you can't sell those for anything right now and to get more eggs. Right. So you can't take advantage of this fucking great sale. Like almost like with my electric car gas prices. I seen some fucking gas the other day. It was $1.60 something. Guess what?
Yeah.
I fucking filled up when it was $2 and I haven't needed to fill up again. So I haven't been able to take advantage of these fucking good gas prices because I work from home now. I don't even fucking drive anywhere anymore. So I'm fucking sitting there like, damn, these gas prices is great. I ain't got nowhere to put this fucking gas.
Oh, yep. Man. Fuck that. Okay, James. You did what, Smooth?
But you got part electric. You got a part electric and part gas. So it ain't nothing but really $20 to fill that little motherfucker up anyway, J-Man.
And it's been like that for 2 weeks. Nigga, I told you 2 weeks ago. I filled up, and I'm still waiting on that shit to go down.
All right, Mac. I'm interested in what the hell you were talking about in this topic, man. So tell me where this topic came from.
So me and Ayla were talking about this, right? Like if we're thinking about the whole quarantine shit, right? And we're just, nobody's really following it. I mean, we're not in a quarantine state yet, but if you had an opportunity to be quarantined, right, anywhere you want, right, and a celebrity's house for the duration of the quarantine that we're under in America, whose celebrity house would you want to stay at and why?
I know Smooth is going to stay.
Like, she started off with... She started off with DJ Khaled. Like, she's like, you know, I want to be on the, you're right there on the water. You could jet ski and, you know, you could still be, you know, socially distanced and have your fun because you're right there on the beach by yourself and kind of excluded from everything else. And I'm like, okay, that's cool.
Now, that's I don't know celebrities' houses like that. So how would I know?
It's not the house. Nigga, like, he's just
just use your imagination, bro. He was right. Guess what their house would look like.
He's like, is Ciara Rogers, is she a celebrity? Technically, she gets paid for club visits.
I was there.
I know Smooth is going to Sanaa Lathan's house.
Oh, man, I love it. That motherfucking house. Oh, yeah. I can goddamn find Gabrielle Union, put Dwayne Wade there. So, hey, my nigga, hey, just... Hope he gets stuck somewhere, nigga. I take care of why you gone, dog.
For me, it'll be wherever Rihanna's at.
Rihanna?
Yeah, wherever she's there, that's where I want to be.
You sound like a simp. That don't sound like it's going to be a good interaction. Wherever she's at, that's where I want to be.
She need a rude boy, nigga. She need a rude boy, not that shit, nigga. She not good. That's not gonna work.
Hey, that nigga too. Yeah, he too nice, Jay, man.
Not gonna work.
He be walking out naked. That nigga be like, oh, it's okay. I'm used to this. I got a lot of friends who do this.
Nah. So what about you? What about you, be honest? I know you already got your own palatial mansion.
I'm just saying though, French Reggie is gonna be the only nigga to not get no pussy at Rihanna house. Like, he's gonna just
what you mean?
Ever.
I'm just saying, cause you so nice with it, like the soul ties and everything. So what's your plan first? Walk us through your plan.
At Rihanna's house?
Yeah,
I'm gonna rock her world, but don't worry.
You're gonna do what?
Don't worry. I'm gonna change her life.
You don't even seem confident. Yeah, you don't even seem confident when you said that. I'm gonna change her life. How does that work? I'm asking you to walk me through this. How does this work? How does the change a woman's life plan work?
I can't give the gems right now. That's the whole point.
Right?
You gotta keep it a surprise, just in case that do happen. You know.
Nah, man. You know how I'm going
just
to
in case that
just 0. In case it 0. Do happen.
0.001% chance.
It's not going to happen.
0.0001% chance. Just in case. Just in case I ended up somehow at Rihanna's house and we're stuck in a quarantine together.
What I'm saying is, you could get stuck with Rihanna in a quarantine. You could be the last two people on the earth. I don't think you have a chance then. I'm asking you what your plan is. You like?
I didn't hear you.
I'm saying I don't think you have a chance, even if y'all were the last two people on the earth.
Oh, fuck you! But my plan is just being myself. Like, there's no plan. You just gotta be yourself. Girls want to fuck just as much as us. You just be yourself. As long as you don't annoy them,
so you're
kind of decent.
Let me ask you a question.
Get some pussy. It's really not that complicated.
Let me ask you a question. So, you don't think that a woman would rather masturbate than have sex with some guys?
All right. I'm going to say that one more time. I can't hear you quite clearly.
I said, you don't think that there are some people that women would rather masturbate than have sex with?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you at all. Some women? Oh, yeah, of course, definitely. But if you stuck with them and you're not really annoying...
Hold on, you didn't even say nothing again.
It's y'all two. She probably let you fuck.
Yo, my nigga, your shit is really far behind. What? You need to log out and come back in.
Y'all didn't hear me?
We heard you, but you said you couldn't hear. Be honest. He didn't say no words, and then all of a sudden you started answering his question.
I think he just now heard me say log out and come back in. Yeah, that nigga on his phone, of course. Anyway, but you know whose house I would go to, Mac? What's the nigga name who took the picture with Jay-Z, sent it to like the diner table, the stock dude, not the stock dude, Berkshire Hathaway guy. What's his name? Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett,
That nigga, if he's not part of the regime change, he know who's part of it. I'm trying to be somewhere for whatever that flip is, because it's about to be a flip. I just can't see this not being a flip in some way. It's just too much. There's too much at stake here, and too much has gone wrong financially that I don't understand how it went wrong so wrong financially. There's got to be a flip here, man. And I'm willing to take my whole quarantine at old ass Warren Buffett house.
No, that's a good place. I mean, see, and if I was thinking on that level, I'd have probably said that too.
You want to ride some jet skis and shit, nigga? Fuck a jet ski. I want to be in control
nigga,
when we come back.
Fuck a jet ski, nigga. I don't want to jet ski my ass, nigga. Take me to the fucking Playboy Mansion, nigga. If I'm gonna be quarantined, nigga, let me be there, nigga.
Nigga, fuck some pussy.
She said, what?
Fuck some pussy. Get me in that Berkshire Hathaway meetup. That's what I need to be at.
Hey, look, hey, Warren. I mean, not Warren, but Hugh knows some people.
Oh,
Hugh plugged in.
He's dead though, right?
I don't know. He knows something. He's like Westworld, nigga. That nigga, he ain't dead.
This nigga,
he got an Arnold walking around, he got a clone of himself fucking around greeting people and shit.
Nigga, this is your topic and you didn't even pick a person that's alive. Come on, man, you gotta do better than that.
No,
man.
But it doesn't matter. No, I don't give a fuck. The Playboy Mansion is still there.
I don't think there's any Playboy bitches in it.
No, you gotta have Playboy bitches in the Playboy Mansion. It was just it's the mansion now.
Who's in charge?
It's probably where they do the photo shoots now.
Who's in charge?
It's his estate.
I wouldn't come
you
on. You ruining my whole quarantine
Steve,
shit.
You remember when Steve Jobs died, my nigga? When Steve Jobs died, the iPhone stopped being the same. The Mac stopped being the same. Like, this a Tim Cook Playboy Mansion now. Don't nobody want that. Don't nobody want no gay ass Playboy Mansion. Are you really?
Probably accept a lot of trans now.
Is a lot of what? Why would you think that?
So they probably accept a lot of. Because it's 2020.
So if French Reggie.
Oh yeah, the Playboy Mansion is still popping. It said.
Well, French Reggie said it's probably a lot of trans models there now. So French Reggie, if you found out after you got there that it was a bunch of transvestite Playboy bunnies, what you doing? You staying?
Yeah, there's still some straight girls, right? There's still some real women there, right?
You don't know though.
No, if there's real women there, I'll still stay. I'll just have to verify.
French Reggie.
Yeah.
French Reggie walking. Hey, look, French Reggie walking up to that bitch like this right here. Look.
I got to check for the Adam's apples. Strong hands.
Wait a minute. Kylie Jenner was on Playboy?
She was in Playboy? I don't know. I don't keep up with the Kardashians.
Yeah, that's what I didn't either, but I was just looking at the Playboy. Soon I did a Playboy search, she came up. And then they got a whole shoot already. She got a cover and everything.
Yeah,
how do you, I know that. So at what point do you ever feel creepy?
Who?
I mean, just in general, you know.
I ever feel creepy?
You know, like, I mean, just, you know, yeah.
What do you?
Yeah, you. I'll talk to you first.
What do you?
I'll talk to
about?
You first.
Oh, no, wait. Stand by. You feel creepy, so now you're trying to see if you have some team members. Go ahead, talk to us. Do you ever feel creepy?
Do you ever feel creepy?
What creepy shit are you doing, nigga?
At what point do they pass the threshold, right? Where you're just like, oh, well, you know, they're adults now, right? I mean, like, at what point does that
18.
Happen? French Reggie, I don't know. You're 20 something, so you can say that, French Reggie. A grown ass nigga can't, you know, always say 18. 18 can't just be your default.
Wait a minute, Kylie Jenner is just like, now 18?
No.
She's like 20 now.
Yeah, she looks from these pictures.
Is she
from these pictures? She's well past 18.
Is she ass naked in Playboy?
Mm-hmm.
All bets off.
Oh shit.
All bets off. If you're ass naked somewhere, all bets off. I'm sorry. If I ever catch one of my daughters on some revenge porn or some shit like that's that ass. I'm gonna beat the fuck out of them. Look, I'm on camera right now. They already know. I'm gonna pull their uteruses out of their bodies. Just so it's just gonna happen because like you've been warned.
Give the reason why. Be honest, because some people may not know.
I'm the reason why. What?
I said give the reason why. Why would you behave that way?
if they ever were in revenge porn or on in Playboy or whatever, we have to have that talk before you do that, if you ask me. Now, I'm not saying my daughters could never do that.
Okay.
I'm not saying they could never do that type of shit, but don't let me just be looking at porn with my dick out, you know what I'm saying? And I come through across the page, you know what I'm saying? That's a conversation, because I'm going to clean up right then and go find them right then. And I'm pulling a uterus
or
two out.
Nigga.
Yeah, I'm pulling a uterus out.
You scarred.
You will never use this motherfucker again. We need to talk about this way ahead of time. Speaking of that.
Yeah, I was just looking at the pictures again. I remember when the Kardashian show first came out and this bitch was like the young chick, like junior high-ish and that type of shit. And now she's this chick that's right here on Playboy. And man.
So you know what I was just thinking?
Fuck it. If it happened to Rudy, it could happen to anybody.
Yeah. But look,
Rudy Huxtable.
But you know what what I'm thinking about right now though is, man, so we all know that this is the year for Smooth, right? And the year just got shortened because Corona has ate up the end of the school year. So now that summer gets extended. It's a lot of people not having nothing to do. I mean, what kind of eye are we keeping on our daughters is what I'm asking. Like, are we watching our daughters' behaviors? Are we watching their movements? How are we policing that this summer?
Smooth.
Oh, y'all talking to me? Nigga, we don't even talk about that. I know where she at all times, dog. If she ain't with me, she with her mom, so.
So she's always with one of you guys? Always?
Yeah.
Oh.
That's even worse.
How's that worse, French Reggie? I don't get that one. I don't get what you mean by that.
Because if they don't have any freedom, once they finally get a little bit of it, they're going to go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Kylie Jenner's 22. Yeah. That's what the live room is saying. She's way past time for she can be naked. Yeah. Creepy. She's what, Smooth?
French Reggie says she's hittable.
Oh, French Reggie said it.
No, you said that.
Right.
No, man. That'd be a little too young for me, though.
No, he's trying to walk it back.
It's okay.
You were just trying to fuck French Reggie's friend who's only like 3 years older than that.
3 years older than who?
She's like 25.
No, she was 25, nigga. You can be on your own. The insurance company say you grown then, nigga. So they hittable. 25 and better, they might be hittable.
So your daughter 25, she's hittable?
By a 60-year-old dude.
By what?
25. Your daughter 25, she's hittable?
If that's what my daughter decided what she want to do, shit, ain't nothing I can do to stop it.
Why you seem defensive?
My brother had somebody. My little brother, he was what? 25. He had somebody that was 50.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
But that was the woman older.
She was older. Yeah, but
Smooth, I'm sorry, man. It's the summer of discontent, man. I hope it works out for you, but you don't seem very prepared. You seem defensive.
It will work out, man. You know what I'm saying? You know what? I'm not even worried about that, though, be honest. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I done prepared my mental, my psyche, and stuff like that. Hey, you know. Now that I'm in my anger management classes, I'm learning what triggers me and stuff like that. So I'm not going to allow that to trigger me now or this summer, you know. You know, hey, be you stupid. Hey, y'all motherfucker crazy. But yeah, so I ain't worried about it, man. I still got a few more years.
You do not have a few more years, my nigga. You do not have a few more years. That's what I'm saying. I don't think you're taking it seriously. That's okay, though. You still not ready.
Until she meet this dude.
French Reggie, why you making that face?
I'm not laughing, Smooth. Because he said a few more years. I'm like, she's 13, right?
No, she's in 8th grade going to 9th grade.
She's 14.
Bruh. 8th grade?
8th grade going to 9th grade. Oh, come on, man. This is the summer of discontent.
Says the nigga who's still slow. Nigga, you 22, 20, what, 3? And you still, nigga, you slow as fuck. I hope she moved just as slow as you.
French Reggie was French Reggie was fucking in high school, though.
Mm-hmm. No, it was.
Smooth, you were fucking in high school.
Yeah, I was.
Smooth, you fucked in high school.
You ain't talking about me.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You had a choice. This your daughter is what's the word, malleable.
She got a choice too.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Because sophomore year, I lost mine. But by freshman year, that summer, I was already getting
You lost your what? Whoa, hold on. French Fred, you lost your what?
Sophomore year in high school.
Lost your what?
Virginity.
Dudes don't talk like that, man. Dudes don't say I lost my virginity. I don't know. Maybe it's just me.
I'm just saying.
I fucked some. That's maybe. Say this next time. Say in summer year, I fucked some. Say that.
In summer, I fucked some.
There you go. That's
15,
better.
Because I was 15. That was that summer. But by 13, 14, that summer of 8th grade going to 9th grade, 9th grade going to 10th grade. Oh, yeah. Fingering. I used to use finger a lot. And then getting some head. And then sophomore year, I actually did it.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I'm just saying the stages that's about to go down for Smoothie. You better get ready. I remember vividly those years.
You know how bad I wanted pussy in the eighth grade. By the end of the eighth grade, you know how bad I wanted some pussy, man. Come on, man. What is that, Mac? My God, that's violent looking, man. Oh well, but hey, man. I figure if she makes it to sophomore summer, man, you know what I'm saying, you lucked out. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, thanks. She will.
What else we got, y'all? Mac, we can't hear you, man. I think you got muted, Mac.
Yeah, Mac, you muted.
Still muted.
My bad. No, it ain't. I'm good. So let me ask you about this, man. Your quarantine lifestyle. I know that you don't seem like a strict stickler for it. Like, I think if you had your own...
French Reggie?
You be honest. No, French Reggie was just out at the store. This nigga, he's out and about. But if you had your druthers, I think that you would go out and about. You would go to stores. You would not spend every minute of the day inside of the house.
Well, I have been.
Am I correct?
I have been spending every minute of the day in here arguing with Kit.
But that's the reason why, though, right?
Yeah,
because she's not, you know, she makes it difficult.
Well, you know what, man? You know what I realized, man? I think that the reason why me and Kit argue a lot, and I guess it's a good thing, is we're both kind of, if this is such a thing, I don't really know if it is all the way, but I think we're just both A personalities, so we clash heads a lot. So us being on quarantine together is like, fuck. We both trying to lead some shit. We both trying to build some shit. And you know what I'm saying? We not building the same thing. So it's like, hold on, let me build this. And like, hold on, let me build that.
And I could have just imagined that if I had a house to myself during quarantine, because see, this is what I'm feeling like, right? When I used to work from home, my kids were in school all the day, right. You know, all during the day, you know, until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So that gave me a lot of free time
to do
all kind of shit. But not anymore. Fucking kids are home 24/7. Ain't no sneaky peeky. I would have to go get a fucking hotel room in the daytime if I want pussy during the daytime now.
You would do that?
It just sucks. So lock them
up and tell them, don't even knock on it.
Don't
even fucking knock on it. Don't even knock on the motherfucker.
To answer your question, be honest, yes, I would do that. Because you know why?
Why?
Because, see, you don't understand now because you're a fucking empty nester. You get to fucking talk and loud. You can play music. You can fucking do whatever the fuck you want. Sex is free again to you. You can have free sex, any kind of sex, whenever the fuck you want to. I'm still trying not to scar my kids, right? To the point where, I mean, other than if they listen to the show. But, like, outside of that, I don't want to, like, have them hear things that maybe see
Maxilla.
I told you, I seen some shit, right? As a kid that my mom was doing, and you don't want to do that to your kids, man. You don't want to do them like that. Now I know some parents don't even give a fuck, you know, like my mother-in-law, I heard, you know, my wife has said that, you know, she didn't have a filter at all. And I'm like, but didn't that fuck you up? Like, you know, it was hard to go to sleep to that type shit, right? I mean, you don't want to think of moms. You know what I mean? I don't know. I don't want to hear that.
Have your kids ever caught you having sex?
You said what now?
Have your kids ever caught you having sex?
No, never.
I know our kids. Our kids have heard us having sex. I don't think they've ever caught us.
See, I think that might even be worse, right?
It depends on how you're doing it.
Mm.
Now, I like, you know, I've had times where they never call me, where, you know what I'm saying, like that. And then I fuck with chicks over time. They be having a little bit of kids. So if them motherfuckers see, they don't really see it. I tell my eye cover, I'll be like, you want to be fucked by a ghost? So, you know, sometimes the kids don't knock on the door. They just bust up in the room. And you got the cover over you. You know what I'm saying? All they see is just a head. So yeah, they don't really hear nothing and shit. They just go, mommy, like, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying?
So hey, who did you ask? Do they want to be fucked by a ghost?
Hey, that's why I be telling the chick, you want to be fucked by a ghost so the little one don't see us. And then, you know, you just cover up, nigga. Like go in character. That's what I do, baby. That's how I do.
Wow.
Y'all want to understand? There you go, like that, Jay Mason. Yeah. I had one chick, that's what she said. She said, come on, babe. Because the little one used to sleep in the bed. That nigga be rocking that little nigga to sleep. That nigga be on the other side. Nigga, come on. Everybody that fuck with the little baby in the bed, nigga. You trying to have on
your side. Your baby, maybe. If like if you were married and your kid and you guys have a...
So like J-Mac, you married. If you want us to say your wife had, she had a little baby and it's past the time period and you want some, nigga, you behind again, then nigga, get the fuck out of here. Everybody in the fuck that girl got there with the little baby in the bed.
I have had sex with a girl. We had to go to a hotel and the baby was on the floor. That doesn't count though. Every time I stroked, the baby didn't feel it.
Hey, I had a baby in the playpen.
Nah, fuck that. Motherfucker be right.
That's what you. And the thing about it is, you seem like you care about these people, right? But you don't. You be traumatizing these folks, man. Like a little baby that has to think about their fucking mom getting pumped. You know what I mean when they were little.
Jimmy Mac,
and you rocking the bed.
Jimmy Mac.
So look, just imagine they coming to the door and they hear their mama screaming. You know what I'm saying? What are you doing to my mom in there? Like nothing.
Jimmy Mac.
I'm working on her vocal. She's working on her vocal.
Jimmy Mac, how is it supposed to go for his daughter? What other way can it go for his daughter? Listen to the way this nigga talks, man. What did you say about karma? I don't believe in karma, but you do, right?
Yeah. I sure do.
My baby girl is totally going to be the totally fucking opposite. And I can't say much for my son. Now my son probably more like me.
Oh, because it's convenient, right? It's cool to have a fucking dick slanging around town, son. But it ain't that convenient to have a daughter slanging that coochie around town. Huh? That's not as convenient.
No, because my son don't even be doing it like that.
But sometimes, how do you know? Well, then again, so if it's not him, one of your kids gonna take after you, right?
Or both.
Look, I hope neither one of them take after me.
I hope not too. I hope neither one of them do.
They're gonna be good kids. You know what I'm saying? Real good.
You sound like Trump, nigga. They're gonna be good kids, real good. I don't get what that gift was, but chances are though, man, you've been a shitty guy. Smooth, like for the majority of your sexual life, you've been a shitty dude. So, I don't know how.
Heaven, who's looking at it? Hey, most people would say, that's what you just say, nigga. Hey, most people just say, I'm a good fucking dude. You know what I'm saying? I am. Any motherfucking chick know me, they say, oh, this nigga's he's a great guy.
The people we've had call on have said that, but those are people who you haven't fucked yet.
No, I've had my fair share of folks. They just, you know what I'm saying? I just don't let everybody call in.
So,
you
know what I'm saying? When we reconvene in a few weeks here and we're back in studio, I want you to have some people lined up that we can call that you have had sex with and that are willing to say how great of a guy you are. Cool? Is that a deal?
Still.
Yeah.
All I'm going to fucking say,
That's not what I said. I'm talking about ones that's willing to vouch for your ass on the phone. We can do that?
all these motherfuckers say yes. I don't have no problem. I call them all. So if all the listeners who fucking listen now, so I can't motherfucker, I ain't gonna coach them on what to say. So don't y'all motherfuckers get mad. Cause you know we got some sensitive ass listeners. I will be doing that. No, I just keep it fucking real.
How about,
you know
this, how about this move? Hey. How about this move? The person who we were supposed to have on the call a few weeks ago that worked at the job with us or whatever, the person who you said you was gonna say, go text her my number and have her call so she can be on the phone now. And let's ask her how she feel about it. This is somebody you haven't had sex with but knows about your dumb ass. Go ahead and text her my number.
And tell
her.
I'm a good ass dude.
Whatever. All right, so Mac, let's get back to what you were actually talking about. It wasn't about sex. It was about me leaving the house.
About leaving the fucking house. I don't think we can do it, right? I mean, because I it sounds like, right, if you just sit in the house, right, if you're one of the people that are doing it, right, and you're like, I'm sitting in the house and I'm going to watch news and I'm not going outside. I may stand outside, you know, get some fresh air or whatever, but I'm not going anywhere, right? And you think that's what's happening in the world until you take your ass outside. And then you go outside, you're like, the fuck is going on out here? Everybody is still outside.
Everybody's still outside.
I mean, so what the fuck? I mean, are we quarantined? Are we not? And my point is, if we are, if they even say we are quarantined, are people really going to stay inside? What I know they're doing in California, they're fining niggas $1,000. Yeah, well, shit, on the street. If you're out after fucking curfew, $1,000 will get you, you will get fucking $1,000 fine. And I think it's the first time, I think it goes up to two the second time. And I'm just like, yo,
I'm not paying $1,000 to be outside. How about you?
Nah, I'm staying in my broke ass
in the house.
And what I'm starting to see, I'm just looking down the road. I'm thinking, well, what's going to happen to the weed man? Like, I mean, first off, ain't a lot of other people out there, you know, because that's part of the whole, you know, weed guy thing, right? You're out on the road. You look like everybody else because, you know, everybody else is out. But when ain't no one else out and there's, you know, limited people out and then you're out trying to make deliveries and they stopping people for being out.
If you're the weed man,
about to get fucked up on there.
You got to get a job with Amazon Prime and just be in that little Amazon Prime truck. That's what you got to do. That truck has 7 trillion miles on it. Right.
They'd be like, you don't ever follow the GPS.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just talked to her and I told her you're gonna call her.
You're gonna text me her number?
Yep.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, but so. Does this even count since they didn't fuck? I mean, really? Because I think again, he's okay, right? I mean,
here's the thing, right? He just gave her 5 minutes worth of coaching. You saw that, right? He had us on mute, so we have no idea what he said.
Hey, look, nope, we ain't even gonna do that, Bianca.
Are you still talking?
Just because you showed me that whole sweatshirt, Patriots finna be trash, nigga. Just so you know, trash.
Yeah, they are. But
how much you wanna put? They got a losing record next year, Reggie.
I say 8-8. I don't say losing. 8-8.
Whatever. But what about the Bucks? Are the Bucks gonna be any good though?
Who's your quarterback?
They don't know.
Right now, it looks like it might be Brian Hoyer.
I could go QB for them.
But
for real, be honest, at over 40, nigga, we could probably give Brian Hoyer a fucking run, nigga.
Does she know she's live
There's
on the show?
There's a few other options out there.
And I need a rotator cuff like a surgery too.
Hello.
There's some other options out there.
Uh-oh.
Hang on a second. We got a caller. Hello, caller.
Hello, yeah.
So we need a name for you so we can call you a name. Give us a name to call you.
Friend. I don't know.
Friend? Do you say trans or friend?
I said friend.
Okay.
Friend. What are you trying to talk about? Right,
so we're on the show here as usual. Jay Smoove is in here saying that he is a great guy. And I'm refuting that based on whether or not the person who says that is someone he's had sex with. And because you know him pretty well, you've been around him long enough to see the comings and goings of the women he's been with. I want to get a second opinion on whether or not you think that all women that he's dealt with think he's a good guy, especially the ones he's had sex with.
Oh, no, they don't. What did he say?
He said all of them love him and cherish his likeness.
They value Ooh. Their experience with him deeply.
Oh, okay.
So what experience have you had with the women that you know of?
Oh.
Just the ones you know of.
Of all the women that I know? Oh, he's made them mad.
Come on, you got to give us more than that.
Yeah, they've come back.
We got people online listening. Guy. You got to give us more than that. Not the good guy. We need to hear the dirt. Give us the dirt.
Where is
he? Is actually.
You mean
Jay Smooth? Damn. You mean Jay Smooth? So just hey, so-
he don't want everybody to know he got that gay ass name.
So look, I'm gonna give you the show etiquette because you're just friend, right? So we've got Jay Smooth, who is who we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We got Jamie Mack, and we have French Reggie, and I'm be honest. So just so
I had to see what else you guys were talking about previously, so I know what.
No, we're talking about Smooth.
I'm talking about him.
Yes, we're talking about the fact that nobody likes him after they have sex with him. I mean, maybe immediately after, but then once they start seeing the bullshit he's on, they stop liking him. He's telling us that it's not that way. So I wanted to get a second opinion because both of us have known him for years, and we've dealt with the people that he's dealt with, and we've heard the story, so we know how it actually is. So he's asking for you to be a person who could vouch for him. I said that you wouldn't vouch for him. So now we're just asking for you to give us a little bit of detail what you think.
He is a good guy, but he's a dog, and he knows that.
Dog, is that the extent of what he is, or are we just going to stop at dog, or do you think it's worse than that?
Oh, my gosh. You think it's worse than that?
You don't?
I don't think so.
So he has
been wrong in some situations, and he knows that.
So you telling me that you don't think in the small way...
But I know you guys want me to say more than that, huh?
You're not going to, are you? Where's your sister at? I bet you she'll tell us.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Oh, did we have a switch?
Hello.
Is this sister or is this still the person we were talking to a second ago? Oh, they hung up.
Yeah, it was about to get real.
Yeah, sister was about to give it.
No,
give
what, it. Nigga? Hey. Dude, I am a good fucking dude.
Hey, you know what's funny, Jamie Mack?
Ooh.
You know what's funny, Jamie Mack, is everybody we get on the phone and they're about to, they just feel uncomfortable for some reason. Like they're like it's like I got a secret, but I can't tell it. I don't want to destroy this dude on air. Have you noticed that?
Well, it's like, okay, you have a friend, right? Which I think these people that he calls up, they're somewhat friendly to him, right? And they don't want to fucking fuck him up like that in front of everybody. That's why she's like, hold up, where's Jay Smooth at? Right? Like, before I get to fucking really telling the truth at, where is he around? Because if so, I'll probably be nice. But if he ain't around, I'll tell y'all what's what. But where's he at?
They really want to tell us, man. I can feel that, but it's like...
They want to, they do.
I don't know. He's a good guy.
That's like when your mom asks you if she can cook. Like, if your mom really, you know, she been in the kitchen all day making some shit for you, right? And she'd be like, baby, how is that? And you know that shit ain't that great. But you'd be like, it's good, ma. It's good. Until it's just you and your brother and sister. And you'd be like, you finna eat all your shit? And they'd be like, nah, nigga, you finna eat all yours? Like, no. How do we get rid of this? Like, as soon as she walk out, y'all start plotting. But when she there, you're like, mom, this is good. This is great, mom. Good job. Thank you, mom. That's how they are around the city. So like, he may have bought them lunch or something. You know what I mean? Or babysat their kid for him while they went on a date. You know what I'm saying? And he's like, oh, yeah, that nigga was nice. You know, he did me right. He did me a solid.
Jay Smooth, you got a coin sim, boo?
You said what now?
You gotta go to keep you company for the quarantine.
What does it matter?
What kind of answer is that, nigga?
It's such a personal question.
Oh.
Yeah.
You got one?
Nah, I don't.
Oh, okay.
Oh, French Reggie, that was so sad how you said no, I don't.
I don't. Okay,
French, hey, if you want to, I can put you down and hook you up with somebody.
I'm good.
Oh, you gonna give him one of yours?
I could. They train them up.
I don't want that. I don't want any of that. Nasty.
Oh, he said, He called your jump offs,
Hey, it's all good. First, hey, be honest. What she hung up. You didn't text her, said she want to get back?
No, she hung up. She wasn't giving us nothing. No way. It's okay,
nah,
man.
You
prepped her, man, and that's the thing. So you put us on mute, and you was like, "Don't say nothing stupid," but you didn't tell her to say your name. That's what's funny.
Right.
Now, we good, man. You don't got to call back. Let's move on. So,
she,
you calling somebody else?
Okay.
Where are we at, Mac? I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry that I took away from your topic.
No. It was just that I don't think, honestly, that we can do it, right? The quarantining part, I think as Americans, we're just too rebellious in general, right? Like, motherfucker ain't going to tell me.
Right.
I can't go nowhere, right? This is a fucking America. That's the beauty of America, right? It's like almost being a Christian. You have free will. You have free choice.
Well, they have closed everything. They have closed everything, friends. Right? That's what he's saying. In California, they closed down all everything.
No, not really.
No, they have. In California, they've closed down everything but essentials, and people still going to the beach. They still hanging
everything,
out.
Everything, but, okay. So people are still disobeying. So they're still going out to the beach and stuff. But like, let's say a place like Georgia, if it gets to like how California is, but they close down the grocery stores, they close down every, well, it's grocery stores.
You can't close the grocery store. Right. Yeah. That's essential.
Oh, okay.
Right?
So the only way it would work is if everything is closed down.
But you can't
do
that.
What China did.
How you gonna close?
Yeah.
But how do you do that, friend? Explain to me.
How do you close a hospital in China?
How do you close the grocery stores when people need to eat?
How do you close a hospital?
What is people supposed to do to survive?
I mean, you can't. If they ever do it to that extreme, it'll probably be some type of martial law being enforced. But outside of that,
China
just can't do it in America. But China's, it's communist. They can do whatever they want. They tell the people, sit down. People got to sit down. And then they'll deliver you your food. You know, like, so.
Who, the cops?
That's what it is
the
over
cops
there.
Cops deliver and the food?
Cops or whoever they want to utilize to do that job. And that's it.
Sounds like it's not been done. I mean, when the way that he's describing it, it sounds like it's a
I'm talking about over there. They can't do it that way. Here they can't.
Right. Well,
here they can't do it.
Well, what happened over there? You got the direct line. You know what I mean? It's all good over there. How did they do it?
No,
he doesn't know.
So they just shut down everything. Everything was shut down from grocery stores. Everything was, the only thing that was pretty much really open is the designated hospitals and regular hospitals. And then as far as like, they just.
The fact that you described two different hospitals in two different ways makes me think that you may not be telling the right true story, but that's okay. How do you food though, right? You know, essential stuff like groceries. So if they shut you down and you just happen to be ready to go to the grocery store, you don't have shit. What do you do? I mean, you just die? I mean, how does that work? That just doesn't seem like that's feasible.
No, before they had actually shut down them, people knew, so people were prepared.
Hey,
that's the thing.
Hey, guy.
The guy who told you that state, he said that he had bought groceries for the whole month.
Jay Smooth apparently wants to die on this hill, so he's sent some other person to call. I guess we'll give us a shot. We're not going to take very long, though. It better be promising, Smooth. And you're going to have to speak to her first because we don't know her.
Hello.
Yes.
What up, baby? Hey, look, I got you on the show with the homies, right? And they got a couple questions for you. You know, I got J Mac, French Reggie, be honest, and you know, of course, your very own, the one and only, Big Daddy himself, Jay Smooth.
I don't think you want us to ask the question. I think you should start this off, sir.
Because No, let us go.
I'm gonna mute you, Smooth. Go ahead, man.
So, hey, first off, what can we call you?
T.
Miss Lady? T. Okay.
Hey, Smooth, shut your ass up. No.
Listen, she was on one of our earlier shows long time ago. She came on with us. So it's been a while. So we ain't had it in a long time.
What's that mean, Jasmine? How's that got to do with what I'm about to do?
She was one of the first persons way back when.
Okay.
So take it easy on her, what you say. She's a friend of ours. Is that what you're telling me?
She's a friend of the family, but you ain't got to take it easy to talk to her.
Okay, so first off, T, we just want to know your qualifications on vouching for Jay Smooth. How long have you known this man?
Oh, wow. 2008, 2009.
So over 10
okay,
years.
So you've known him for some time. Over a decade. Okay, so you've known him, you know, a lot of his adult life. So you've seen him. What is the nature of your guys' relationship? Are you guys just friends or just friends now?
We're just friends now.
Okay, but y'all wasn't always friends.
No.
Just friends.
We was friends okay. with benefits.
So this is so
she's had friends with benefits, mate.
Okay. So, yep, I got that. No, I got that. So you kinda are the person that he's saying that are all like his friends with benefits in the past that you think even after sharing his dirty dick that you think that he's still a good dude.
The way she laughing lets me know she doesn't think he's a good dude.
I think he's a good dude with a dirty dick.
Okay. In other words, she feels sorry for him.
A good dude with a dirty dick. Now, see, I think a lot of people, right? I mean, I've known people, right, that were fuck ups and they just couldn't help it, right? And you knew that about them and you loved it. You loved them because in spite of that.
It's
right?
Like you love a retarded kid. You have to still love a cute little retarded kid.
Right. You know that motherfucker gonna fuck up. But you expect it. Is that how you deal with it?
I think so.
So let me ask you this question. Hold on, let me ask one, Mac. So moving forward then, well, okay. You know what? I'm going to hold my question. I'm sorry. Mine is a later question. Go ahead, Mac. I'm sorry.
Okay. How did this depart? You know what I mean? How did you guys go from friends with benefits to just friends and still be able to maintain that friendly? No. Do you guys still flex those benefits now?
No.
Occasionally?
No.
Holidays? Birthdays?
No.
Drunk nights?
No.
Okay. See, then I'm confused. I'm confused because right. He said many times he's vouched for this many times. If he fucked once, he's always fucking.
He'll just wait you out.
He says so. If you give it to him once, you gonna give it to him again more than you know more times. So there's never a time where he hasn't gotten it from somebody or he can't get it again.
I wouldn't say that he has not gotten it again, but he just hasn't gotten it recently. So I would give him that much credit that we dipped back before.
So recently, what is recently to you?
Right.
I don't even remember when that was.
You walked this far with us. Keep walking with us.
I'm not lying. I'm trying to figure out when it was. I came to the Beyonce concert some years ago. Shit, that might have been, 5 years ago? It's been a while.
I know. She was just in town last year.
She's been heavy.
I wasn't there. It wasn't last year.
So what would it take then?
He's come here laid in my bed. We didn't do anything.
When was that?
Last year. But so we're not sharing anything sexually right now, but I would say between the time we first met and we dipped back.
So you'd say, so then would you say he's not irresistible then?
No, he ain't irresistible. Is that what he's saying? No,
he says all kind of stuff like that.
Jay, you're not irresistible, Jay. Hey. You can be resistant.
Hey, these niggas, they gonna look at it, babe. Them motherfuckers gonna make it seem like I'm bad. Hey, I tell them motherfuckers,
you're not bad.
I can't help
you're
it.
Not,
I brag. Hey, my shit is
he's not bad.
Well, let me ask you a question, T. What has he promised you in your relationship? Anything he's promised you? Tell me something he promised you that he didn't come through on.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my God, he's not that bad. Come on, he's not that bad. Give me something that he's promised you he didn't come through on. This it should be a small list, right?
that he promised. I'm not the right one to ask those questions. We got a good relationship. So our breakup, or when we stopped dealing, I didn't trust things that he was saying. But I can't ever say that he did anything to me.
I didn't say I didn't say do things to you. I said promise you.
I don't recall him not coming through. Hmm.
Okay.
If I've called on him and that's not been that often, that he's come through. If I've ever had to call him, but I don't have to call on him.
So can you give us an idea of anything you've ever called him, or is that too personal?
I mean, he just anything. If I call, he picks up. I mean, if he don't pick up right then, he'll pick up later.
When he leaves, when he leaves his girl's house?
It might be.
That's okay.
For what we do, it is okay, you know, because we don't share that. I mean, I know about probably every woman he's dated after me.
He talks to you about the women he's dated after you?
We've discussed them.
So how many hands would you be with?
You are bad, man.
To count these women, how many hands would you need is what I'm saying.
I'm not going to do that.
Would you believe that he's had sex with 300 women?
Possibly.
So the sex is that good? Or are you just saying because he's a hoe?
Both. The sex is good.
So, you said both, nigga. So what I feel like this is
happening.
The
tongue is even better, though.
I feel like she went. Well, did you know he had ulcers on his lip?
He got ulcers on his lip. Is that what you said?
Why are you dry snitching, Jimmy Mac?
That's not dry snitching. That's straight out flat snitching. That's not dry snitching.
Y'all
are so bad.
Hey, I ain't
about
to have my sister to vouch for me, nigga. You see that?
Mm,
so this is what I feel like. I feel like Hewin got him the girl version of Jay Smooth. She like, look, I do my thing. You know what I mean? So all I really want from this nigga is dick. So yeah, he's okay for what I need. You know what I mean? Like, we still friendly because the dick is still friendly, you know.
See how you are the type of person that's insinuating circumstances that are not there. Now I told you that we're not fucking. We haven't fucked in a long time.
Now,
so, but is
oral sex fucking to you?
We have oral sex. We haven't done anything. We haven't touched each other like that.
Do you have a child?
Wait a minute. Time out. You can't lay in the bed and not touch each other.
Well,
they haven't done it in a while, she said.
She said they laid in the bed last year. Where was you at? Oh, you wasn't even on the screen.
So y'all just laid in the bed and what y'all talked?
Cuddle. You had the spoon?
That's real sweet.
I don't remember doing any of that, but, you know, whatever. I mean, he came up here for a funeral. Nothing happened. Drunk? You guys know. We weren't drunk.
Hold up. After a funeral? Nobody's fucking after funerals, right?
Before.
Well, that's even worse. Like,
even Jay Smooth.
He just came to see me. I mean, we just talk. We are friends. We're not fucking though.
Is he good to your kid?
I know that if he wanted he wanted to fuck, I just chose not to.
So, is there any circumstances where you would be with him?
Didn't stop him.
Say what?
Are there any circumstances that you would be with him? Like if he was able to clean, like, do you think he could clean it up for you? Or that's out of the question.
Damn,
Jay Smooth, you gotta see. Here we go. Here we go. Play the music.
I think that we've moved on from that, in my opinion.
Okay.
CT, what they were trying to do. See, look, I told him, I said, I wasn't going to go to you, say whatever you want to say. These niggas they portray to the listener that I'm this fucked up ass dude. Hey, we all got our ways. You know what I'm saying? You got two married dudes who find a clean this up.
You've done some things to some people, some girls.
I didn't broke some heart. You know what I'm saying? I done did my fast enough. I'm a changed man.
You do. You get. You do got a dirty dick, though. They were right about that. That little dick been everywhere.
Everywhere.
She's motherfucking good, though. That motherfucker is good.
I never said it wasn't good.
Okay. No, y'all can make love later. That's not why you're here. You're here to embarrass him.
You know, fucking like you, PSA.
You sound like you hating. Ain't nobody trying to make love, but if the truth is the truth, you know, when we were fucking, the fucking was good. The dick was curving to the right side.
Oh, God.
So you're a curve lover too, huh?
Oh God!
Stop being ahead. Hey, thank you, boy. I appreciate it. I'll holler at you later on this week. Stay on team. Alright.
Oh boy.
This is what I'm talking about. This is what we talking about. Y'all make out to the list of this fucked up ass dude. I can call a lot of folks that tell you, I'm a good guy. It's just in my time, I've made some bad decisions. So, you know what I'm saying? Because I was trying to save their feelings. But at the end of the day, you know, somebody got to be a casualty of war. You know what I'm saying? It happened. You with me? French. Hey, you see, that was my sister vouching for me. Your sister had to vouch for you.
Jamie Mack.
But it's all good.
Jamie Mack.
It was for a different reason, but okay.
Jamie Mack, how much you want to bet she goes to get a herpes test tomorrow?
Oh, she better. She know. She already know, nigga. That's why she laughs. She like, damn, that nigga did get me. He did fuck me up.
Hey, look, man. We got to end of another one. Look, listeners, we appreciate you guys tuning in once again to the No Nonsense Show. Make sure you go to the website, raresonnets.com, where you can check out all of our shows, including our archives. But if you're trying to listen to the archives, you know what you got to be? A premium subscriber. Make sure you go to the, we can go to our website also, raresonnets.com/register, to get links to all of our different premium services. I know that some people like the new Glow system. Some people like the old school website service. So they're both on there. Just go to the website /register, and you can, what is that, Jason Move? I'm not going to get what we're doing.
His name?
What does that say, Jamie Mack? Law.
Jay Smooth.
That's Raw.
Oh, Raw.
No, my Raw roller. Yeah, I'm roll. I'm showing my kit, my quarantine kit. I'm off. Be honest, fucking shame me. I don't smoke my bubbler anymore. I'm just rolling papers now.
The listeners never saw that. They never saw that glass dick he was sucking on to get that weed through it.
It wasn't even that. We talked about it. You called it a crack pipe, motherfucker.
Yeah.
And French Reggie come right behind it and then suck on it. Okay. So good. Hey, Ben, let's finish closing up without curly head. Hey, you cut your beard off, dude. Doing quarantine. Was there shit in your beard? Did you notice that, J-Man? That nigga cut his beard off. I just noticed that shit. Nigga quarantine cut all this shit off. Wow. Okay. Okay. Y'all quiet niggas. Okay. Hey, listeners. Hey, we appreciate you guys joining us and stuff like that. Hey, keep supporting us. Keep interacting with us. We're going to keep bringing the nonsense because during this quarantine time, some people just need to laugh. And we're going to keep doing that. Until next time.
You need help, Smooth.
Oh, you ain't closing it up?
I don't know how to stop it, honestly. I don't even know how to stop
this. There's no don't stop, won't stop.
Just to the end, we just till the wheels fall off.
10% less bullshit than any other podcast, guaranteed.